This is Kaya Biz
with Gokuletsu Umfuphi on Kaya FM.
22 minutes after 5 o'clock, Afropolitans, and as we know, within your endeavors to pursue your entrepreneurial interests, and even when you build a large corporation, there are some key fundamentals that remain pertinent to the development of your organization. Everything incorporating ethics, a strategy, and future planning that addresses the needs of all your stakeholders beyond just the financial outcomes. Well, what if I told you that the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants seeks to do exactly that through the designation of having a management accountant qualification and the CEMA designation officially? Well, we're going to engage on many of the themes and, of course, understanding more about this particular profession and the positive impact that it can have on corporates and small businesses in South Africa. I'm joined in studio by Dr. Sarah Bax, who's the head of the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants for Southern Africa. Welcome to Kaya Biz.
Good afternoon, Gugu, and to your listeners. It's my pleasure to be here, and I'm excited to actually engage with you this afternoon.
Dr. Bax, I'm looking forward to this conversation because many individuals are more familiar with financial accounting, which takes a look at numbers and the financial performance and operations of a company in retrospect. But there's something different about management accounting that really tries to future-proof entities, whether big or small. Tell us more about that.
So thank you, Google. I think that that's an astute way to actually encapsulate what management accounting actually seeks to do. I think the financial accounting is pretty well known in terms of hindsight reporting, but management accounting is where the distinguishing factor actually comes in. Management accounting is about actually using the numbers, using the data, and putting in, layering it with other things such as strategy, risk management, and all other factors that impact businesses, mm-hmm. and start to do what we call the future reporting. And a management accountant is actually typified by the fact that he or she has the expertise, the business acumen, the leadership skills, the technical knowledge, and now with our new professional qualification, new curriculum as of 2019, the digital skills.
Yes.
To go to the heart of what business leaders actually need to know, should know, so that when you make a business decision, it is situated in firm, well-researched, well-compiled information, not just quantitative, but also qualitative, and also looking at your business, not just in a particular economy, but looking at it in the global village. Mm. So that's what a management accountant really does, is a business advisor to any business unit head, and more particularly to the CFO, to the CEO.
Yes.
And that's what the management accountant actually does.
It's a very interesting spectrum of elements that you've highlighted that management accountants need to focus on. But I'd really like to tie into that digital theme that you mentioned. Many of us think that numbers and technology actually don't mix. How are we driving this within the management accountant space and making it relevant to South African entities that operate in this tough market?
So thank you. That's an amazing question. And I think we at the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, and particularly through our future finance research, which we actually spent, it's a comprehensive research. It took us over 18 months. Mm. It interviewed more than 5,500 individuals from C-suite level right down to entry level in over 2,000 private and public sector organizations. In over 150 countries. And I think I say this to you just to establish the credibility and the scope of the research. And the purpose of the research, the objective of the research, was really to answer your question. What is the intersection between finance and digital and technology? And actually, the findings have been phenomenal. I'm limited by time, but I want to say that C-suite individuals are really, really anxious about this intersection. We like it or not, it's coming, it's there, it's coming at a phenomenal pace, it's coming at an unprecedented speed of change, but this is what our professional qualification and the 2019 curriculum actually does. And critical to it is the introduction of a fifth competency, which is the digital literacy, where it brings in the digital know-how, the technology, as well as the mindsets of being agile, to learn, unlearn, relearn, so that you remain sustainable, you remain relevant, you do not run the risk of your actual position becoming automated. So it's about you having the game plan to stay one step ahead. And I think more importantly, so that's the research, which is the theoretical credibility of what we do. But theory remains stagnant.
Yes.
And until you bring it out in a practical space where people actually are allowed to engage and grapple with what does this mean for me critically and practically, I think that's where the learnings actually become embedded. So we'd love to say to your listeners, please join us on the 11th and 12th of September at the Cape Town International Convention Center, where we are bringing our theory to life through our CGMA conference, which is called Digital Transformation in the Digital Era. It embraces a number of themes. We have amazing, credible, global and local subject matter experts in this field, and I think that it's going to be phenomenal. There's CPD points to be earned. You have a cocktail evening where you're going to enjoy a lot of opportunities to network and really bring home the question, how is finance and the digital intersection coming to life for businesses? Public sector, private sector, small enterprises, entrepreneurs, big enterprises. This is where we're going to embed it.
I'm excited by that, because one thing that really does stand out is that, as we know, things are tough for South African business entities, large or small. It impacts on the labor force and it impacts on their bottom line and their stakeholders overall. There's something that might be intimidating for many entrepreneurs, thinking, okay, how do I reach out to a management accountant? How do I understand how they can help my business become sustainable? But what's the starting point? And in pursuing a partnership with a CEMA candidate or management accountant, what are the key questions that entrepreneurs need to be asking them?
So I think one of the burning points about entrepreneurship in South Africa is the fact that entrepreneurs start up ventures but are never able to sustain the venture, nor able to grow it so that it becomes an employment agency. That's the big critical burning point for us in South Africa. Obviously, we know underpinning that there is legislation, there is regulation that prohibits entrepreneurship. But what we at CEMA absolutely advocate for is that if you know your business, if you know your numbers, if you are able to make those management decisions based on a quantitative and a qualitative kind of dual mechanism of understanding and knowledge, you're able to make better business decisions. And better business decisions for us premises the opportunity for growing your business as well as taking it into a sustainable employment agency creator.
Yep. Just when we thought things were black and white and being a bean counter meant that you just needed to focus on numbers only, it certainly shows that the world is evolving and everybody's interests need to be brought to the fore and making sure that we drive sustainability in South Africa's economy. Such a pleasure having you with us, Dr. Bucks, and thank you so much for your time, giving us insight into the Institute of Chartered Management Accountants for Southern Africa and really understanding more about the CGMA conference, which really focuses on the Chartered Global Management Accountants, and of course making sure that management accountants do drive a sense of sustainability into the businesses that they operate in by future-proofing them. That was Dr. Sarah Bucks, the head of the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants for Southern Africa. It's just after 5:30 now. Let's get your latest news.